Servant spirit, servant mind, servant life. A servant in service to his master should have a servant spirit. Servanthood is far greater than busying oneself in religious service and activities. It is accomplishing the heavenly will, the divine purpose in each life. Jesus said that he had glorified the Father by finishing the Father's work. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Paul also said that he had concluded the work that God gave him to do. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. A man who can truly say, I have finished my course, is an entirely broken life. This is the force behind obedience in a servant. This is the power of true service. This is the servant spirit, the servant mind, the servant life. When a servant slave in Israel ended his time of servitude, he could claim his liberty. But that servant slave could also choose to remain in service. That servant slave could leave his master or choose to remain a servant slave forever. A blood covenant was made, and the ear of the servant was pierced with an awl. Blood dripped to the threshold, and master and servant stepped across that flood, confirming a covenant of love, a service of love, a deep love for his master. To have stepped upon the drops of blood would have been an unholy act. To have trodden underfoot the blood covenant of love would have been shocking. But to pass over the blood together cemented a relationship of service forever. This is the service that our Lord desires from each of his own bondservants. For we are not our own. We are bought with the price of Christ's precious blood. Should this not awaken in us a servant spirit, a servant mind, a servant heart? We look to Isaiah as one that exemplifies such a servant heart. It was Isaiah who cried, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." But it was only as the might and majesty of God filled the heavenly temple. It was only after the live coals of the altar touched his lips that Isaiah could say, "Lord, Master, Saviour, God send me. Lord, here am I, send me." Isaiah recognized his own lack when he saw the glory of the Lord fill the temple. He was prepared to have his ear pierced with an awl, his mouth cleansed with a coal. The Lord needs such bond slaves, with a servant spirit, a servant mind, a servant life. Men and women who are prepared to cry out in humility, "Lord, here am I." Servants who are taken to an end of themselves so that Christ becomes all in all. Perhaps the blood-soaked post and fire-impregnated coals may be too much for some. Perhaps Some may choose to live the self-life and walk with him no more. Perhaps some may not desire a servant spirit, a servant mind, a servant life. But if you can pray, Lord, whatever it takes, do this work in me. Lord, thy will, not mine, be done in my life. Lord, here am I, send me. Then you too have the makings of a servant after his own heart. A servant of the Lord, with a servant spirit, a servant mind, and a servant heart. But it will cost you your life, your self-life. It will cost you every tiny portion in life that you hold dear. For he will break every ounce within you that clings to your own independence. The Lord is still seeking those with a servant spirit, a servant mind, a servant life. Whom shall I send? Here am I. Send me.